This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. RTD is phasing out the cloth seat covers and replacing them with vinyl. Riders like Dominic Taplin of Denver say they won't miss the cloth.
Honestly, I would say I don't like them because cloth soaks up everything pretty much. So sometimes I can't lie, I've smelled different smells like pee.
Officials say they will eventually switch bus seat covers from cloth to vinyl too. The Denver Center Theater Company's current production is a comedy by two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage. CPR's Eden Lame reports it follows successful runs of her work in previous sessions.
The play Clyde's is set in a truck stop sandwich joint with an owner whose personality could make Gordon Ramsay flinch.
I'm not indifferent to suffering, but I don't do pity.
Her formerly incarcerated kitchen crew dreams of the perfect sandwich and a fresh start.
When I made that sandwich, you know what I was thinking?
No. What?
This sandwich is my strength. This sandwich is my victory. This sandwich is my freedom.
Nottage's play illuminates the power of learning from mistakes and having a shared dream. But one tip, don't show up hungry because they actually cook on stage and the aroma will get you. Clyde's runs through November 26th at the DCPA's Kilstrom Theater. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Denver Theater Center Company is a financial supporter of CPR News but has no editorial influence. Spiking property tax bills will bring Colorado lawmakers back to the Capitol early. Governor Jared Polis announced this morning that he's calling a special session to deal with property taxes. This is CPR News.